Cities, of course, sound like this. But if UVA professor Tim Beatley had his way, there'd be a whole lot more of this. Beatley believes in biophilia, a term popularized by Harvard conservationist E.O. Wilson, who argued humans were hardwired to nature.
We've co-evolved with the natural world, and so we have this deep need to affiliate with the natural world. We're calmer, we're less stressed. We get lots of benefits from having nature nearby.
Parks have long been a feature of good urban planning, but Beatley says it's time to go beyond parks, growing gardens on rooftops, cultivating plants on building walls, and removing the pipes that channel streams through cities so we can see and hear them again.
Let's think about all of the spaces between buildings. Let's think about daylighting a stream. Let's think about reimagining parking lots as butterfly habitats, for example, thinking about cities as bird-friendly. Every little space in the city is a growing opportunity, an opportunity for this immersive garden to take hold.
To exchange ideas on how this can be done, Beatley created the Biophilic Cities Network, and more than a dozen urban centers have already joined. Singapore and San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Portland, Oregon. Milwaukee and Wellington, Oslo and Rio are now connected, talking about new programs, laws, and designs that are turning cities into centers of natural activity. With a website and webinars, a journal, e-newsletter, and films featuring each partner, Beatley hopes to jumpstart a movement.
Cities are, in fact, ecosystems. We know that. And at the heart of it, that's what this Biophilic Cities movement is about. It's imagining that the city is a garden. And in fact, one of our partner cities, Singapore, just changed their motto from Singapore, a garden city, to Singapore, a city in a garden.
So far, no city in Virginia has joined the Biophilic Network, but Beatley hopes they will and is planning a conference in Arlington this fall. I'm Sandy Houseman.